California Republicans hope to gain several Senate, Assembly seats in nail-biter races. California Republicans are hopeful they can gain 4 seats in the state legislature, 1 in the Senate and 3 in the Assembly, but the races are currently too close to call. In Riverside County, Republican Sue Yu is leading incumbent Democrat Sharon Quirk Silva in Assembly District 67 by only 2 votes, according to preliminary November 8 midterm election results. The latest unofficial results show both Yu and Quirk Silva with 50.0% of the vote. Yu has so far received 34,016 votes over Quirk Silva's 34,014. Quirk Silva raised about $690,000 in campaign donations as of October 22, while Yu raised approximately $350,000. Republican Josh Hoover and incumbent Democrat Ken Cooley are also in a close race for California Assembly District 7 in Sacramento County. Cooley is leading with 50.3% of the vote over Hoover with 49.7%. Cooley has so far received 25,968 votes over Hoover's 25,625, with a difference of only 343 votes. In the 2 updates since the first drop, we have gained about 3,000 votes, and so we fully expect to pass Ken Cooley sometime in the next week or so, Hoover told the Epoch Times on November 9. I think our team ran a fantastic campaign. We stayed focused on the messages that we believe Californians and our community cares about, and I think we're going to win because of that. As of October 22, Cooley raised about $3.6 million in campaign contributions, while Hoover brought in approximately $920,000. Considering Cooley far outspent his campaign, Hoover said the tight race and potential to unseat an incumbent Democrat like Cooley sends a very strong message to the rest of the state. In Assembly District 76 in North San Diego County, Republican Christy Bruce Lane is leading her Democrat opponent Brian Mainshine with 50.4% of the vote over his 49.6%. Currently, Bruce Lane has 42,418 votes over Mainshine's 41,803. Bruce Lane raised about $600,000 in campaign funds compared to Mainshine's $1.4 million. Meanwhile, Matt Gunderson, a Republican, is locked in a close race with Democrat Catherine Blakespear for a seat in the state Senate for District 38 in San Diego County. Blakespear is leading with 50.3% of the vote over Gunderson with 49.7%. Blakespear has received 108,548 votes over Gunderson's 107,358. Gunderson raised approximately $2.2 million in campaign contributions as of October 22, while Blakespear brought in about $3.7 million. However, even if Republicans make these gains in the state legislature, it may not be enough to overcome their super-minority status at the state level. Before the election, there were 9 Republicans out of 40 in the state Senate, along with 19 out of 80 in the Assembly. Republicans would need at least 1/3 of each chamber to be able to veto certain measures requiring a 2/3 majority, such as new taxes. California's Secretary of State Shirley Weber has until December 16 to certify official election results.